If you are developing for IoT edge devices or don't know what it takes to develop for IoT edge devices, you will want to watch this episode of the IoT Show with Koshi, as he will demo latest and greatest in tooling for IoT edge. You will see how to leverage dev containers, GitHub code spaces, how to switch from one version of another of the runtime, and more. So that's today on the IoT Show. Hi, everyone. This is the IoT Show. Thanks for watching. I'm Olivier, your host. Today, we are talking tooling, and more specifically, we'll be talking tooling for Azure IoT Edge developers. And for that, I have Koishi with me today. Hey, Koishi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming here to the show to show and expose and present everything that the Azure IoT Edge team is developing for developers. Before we jump into the actual meat of this episode, how about you introduce yourself and you tell us a bit more about what your team is doing?
Sure. Yeah. So again, hi, everybody. My name is Koichi Hiro. I'm a program manager in Azure IoT platform and device groups, working on Azure IoT Edge developer tools and experience. I've been with Microsoft for 50 plus years. My last gig work before working on this effort was driving IoT device certification program policies.
Awesome. Great program. Love that one too. And actually, you came on the IoT Show to talk about this one in the past. So if people didn't get a chance to learn about it, they can go check out that older episode. But yes. So today, we're to talk about Azure IoT Edge development. Can you, before talking about the tools themselves, give us a high-level overview, especially for developers who are not familiar with Azure IoT Edge? Can you give us a little bit of a description of what IoT Edge is about from the developer standpoint? What are the things that developers need to understand and know about IoT Edge before getting their feet wet?
So Azure IoT Edge is a software component that our sister team has built to basically enable cloud workloads to run on the specific devices on-premise. To run any, let's say, AI models, any of the functionality, developers need to build what is called Azure IoT Edge module or custom Edge module, and that can be deployed and managed, which is running in a containerized environment. So talk about Azure IoT Edge developer journey. I think you first need to set up your dev environment, whether it's using IDE for Visual Studio, Visual Studio Code, and then install those extensions to start with. We have all of the tooling to support host operating system like Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. We can also have a simulation tools to basically integrate with IDEs to simulate IoT Edge functionalities. Along with this getting started experience, I think developer would also want to start installing and configuring IoT Edge, whether it's integration with IoT Hub or IoT Central, which are both Microsoft offerings, or even third-party offerings services. So the installation and configuration is another step that goes through for our developer journey. And also don't forget choosing the right programming language, right, to develop a custom module, whether it's in C, C Sharp, Java, Python, and Node. You can choose whatever the programming language of your choice. And we have a VS Code that supports all of the five languages, as well as a Visual Studio that supports C and C Sharp to go with. So that's more about building a dev environment and also installing configuration IoT Edge. Once you've done that, you as a developer can start like Hello World type of experience using our IDE. We have a solution template that comes with deployment manifest templates, all this guided navigation for you to get started with writing a code based on the Hello World sample modules.
Yeah. And so we'll look at that at a high level when you walk us through some of that experience, especially the latest and greatest in the toolbox that you delivered. So basically setting up a dev box, could be Mac, Windows, Linux, to create these models as well as work and configure a device that will be running the runtime itself can be hosted by Windows or Linux to orchestrate the various modules slash containers to be deployed. So lots of things going on here. What is it that your team is delivering in terms of toolings? You mentioned VS Code extension, you mentioned this kind of things, but let's look at a list of the big buckets, the big toolings that you're delivering to help developers on all these platforms targeting all these different types of edge devices.
Yeah, I have a table in the slide that I can share with you to go with. This table, which basically lists out the current lineup, and we have a new tooling also called IoT Edge Configuration Tool that joins the family of the toolset that we offer. Our two offerings enhances developer experiences in both inner loop as well as the outer loop, and all of the toolings is available in the GitHub with the open source code. First, let me start with the IDE extension, the first two rows. We have a VS Code extension, as well as a Visual Studio extension. Like I mentioned, Visual Studio Code, it supports all of the five languages that I mentioned earlier. And Visual Studio, which supports Visual Studio 2017 and 2019, supports C and C Sharp, respectively. And next, we have IoT Edge Simulator, which provides a local development experience via simulation to create, develop, test, and debug IoT Edge module. There's no need to push Edge module to Azure Container Registry or any of the container registry of your choice. So it does reduces the hop between the pushing the development from a dev box over to the container registry on the cloud. The next one is called IoT Edge Dev Tool. This is the tool that greatly simplifies IoT Edge development down to a simple commands driven by the environment variables. What it does is it's going to create an IoT hub, creating a device identity for the Edge. It will provision that device, and it can even simulate so into one command. So the beauty of this tool is that because it's a one-line command, it can be used as in your inner loop to build, test, and debug, as well as your outer loop in running a CI/CD. So imagine your CI/CD task, you wanted to streaming all of the tasks about creation of a hub and, you know, devices, its device ID, et cetera. This tool does everything for you. And also this tool runs CLI under the hood. So everything is streamlined, including running the Azure CLI extension as well. So that's.
I remember actually John Gallant came to the IoT show to introduce that tool like maybe 2 years ago. I'm so glad to see that the tool has been integrated into the toolbox and is now part of the mainstream tooling that we deliver for developers.
Yeah. So we do spend a lot of cycles about enhancing these tools, and I will get to that later in the later slide as well. Yeah. And last but not least, for the existing offerings, we have a CI/CD task in running in Azure DevOps pipeline that can be used to build and push and deploy Edge module seamlessly. And last but not least, this is a new tool that just joined the family. As I mentioned, it's a new tool to automate installation and configuration of IoT Edge. And it can streamline that process seamlessly without having to do manual steps. So that's the current offering.
Nice. It's pretty complete. It goes all the way from your actual IDEs for developing the modules, managing your IoT Edge devices, and so on, all the way down to the actual setup of the runtime. Love that. So let's jump into it. So that seems to be some tools plus extensions, plus command lines to install and so on. Seems to be a lot, but I understand that in the era of GitHub Codespaces that you guys took advantage of these new developer technologies for helping developers having a seamless experience when setting up their dev box. So let's look at that experience for setting up your environment.
Okay, so yeah, thank you, Olivia. So in general, developer container lets you build a Docker container as a full feature development environment. So what we have done is taking advantage of these features that is available, and then we are building two different values to by creating a dev container. One is wrapping all the dependencies in the component, whether it's installed in Python, whether it's installed in Docker Compose, et cetera. Also, all the dependencies are to run this tool, IoT Edge Dev tool, is packed into one dev container package. The other value that we bring to the table is that the secure development environment. By writing these code in the dev container environment, that provides a secure dev environment that is out, that is not running on the local host. So that's the two values that we provided. So if you look at some of the dev container work we have done for IoT Edge Dev in this page, you can see that there are specific versions that we have created, and you can see a bunch of commands that run in this particular sequence to help set up the right packages in order. The other beauty of that is that because we create a dev container, it can seamlessly integrate with the GitHub Codespaces, which is available as a GA now, that you can invoke a GitHub Codespaces as a new code space, and then you can start building your cloud IDE using Codespaces with these dev container packages applied. So that's the first one. The other demo using the local IDE, which is in this case Visual Studio Code, is that we also make this dev container available as part of the IoT Edge extension. So if you are new to building an IoT Edge module using VS Code, what you can do is you can start creating a new solution. And as part of the solution template, all of the dev container has been already applied. So let's say I'm going to just name IoT show to just for. Yeah. I'm creating a new project here. I'm just going to go ahead and skip everything. I'm going to go pick C sharp, sample module, everything just default. So it will start creating a new project for you. This is just
This point, you installed VS Code, the extension for IoT Edge development, and that's it, right? You didn't have to mess around with all the rest. The dev container will take care of giving you an environment that has all you need to develop and simulate and work with the IoT Edge device on the other side.
Right. So the dev container will be part of this new solution creation. And also dev container, you can also add a dev container package to your existing solution using Visual Studio Code as well. So either you create a new solution or you can add an existing solution. So I am going to stop here because this demo is going to take probably 10 more minutes because, as I mentioned, dev container has a lot of commands in running in right sequences. So I'm going to basically skip over. As you can see, you start running all those commands in to run the dev container in the background. I have a pre-populated environment that I can share with you, which is this one over here. So as you can see, I have a C-sharp project for building the Edge module. It's already running a dev container. So as I mentioned, dev container does not run in the host OS. It runs on this container itself. So what you can see is that, let me actually share a command line here, is that I have a command line here, and I type Docker to list out the Docker images running on the host. So as you can see, there's nothing running on the host computer, but in this container, I can do. I can type the same command, and you can. And you should be able to see that simulation or Edge module or Edge runtime itself, as you can see, and it's running on the container, not on the local host. So what this tells you here is that these modules are run in the remote container, and that provides a secure dev environment that you can basically play around, start coding, start debugging in the secure dev environment.
Nice. Love it. Yeah. Packages, and then gives you that security, that added security on top of it. Great. So you've set up your dev environment. Usually, you know, you did do that scaffolding and that first custom module. The next step usually is to set up your device, your target, right? Whether it's a simulator, a container, or an actual real device. And for that, it used to be something where you had to install Mobi and then bring the runtime and then do a bunch of things manually. It seems like you guys have a new tool that makes all that way easier for developers to basically set up their devices for IoT Edge.
Yes. Yeah. So let me show you again. Let me go back to the slide to talk about some of the updates we have made. And thank you for bringing that up. It is called Azure IoT Edge Configuration Tool. Based on the customer feedback, we've heard that the customers are struggling to install and configure IoT Edge, especially the configuration part is pretty difficult. Installation, yes, there's a manual steps to install Mobi first in Edge runtime, but configuring whether it's using config YAML for the older version of IoT Edge or config TOML for the latest version of Edge runtime, that has been pretty difficult to configure with, especially for the OT, the operator person who in and a different location to the, there's a skill gaps among the OT person, and the configuration of these two IoT Edge has been the problem. It's been the main problem. So this really blocks a scalable IoT Edge-based solution deployment. So we built this tool to basically streamline this process of installation and configuration. Okay. It's in a preview. It is a command line tool that can be integrated into the Bat script or the IT automation tools. And it supports DPS provisioning currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we want to see it in action, man.
Let's do it. Happy to. Yes.
Is it both for Linux and Windows hosts? Doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter because it's the bash script anyway. So you can run in the Linux or you can run in a WSL. You can run in Windows host. So it doesn't really matter.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay, let's bring in action.
I like this WSL thing because it makes developers' life easier. They don't have to wonder about Linux versus Windows. They can be on a Windows host, leverage WSL to run these Linux, these bash scripts as well. So that's brilliant.
All right, so to demo IoT Edge Config, I just created IoT Central app. It's called Edge Config Demo. So let me start with creating a device entity for IoT Central. So I'm going to basically create a device entity. I'll just call IoT Show. I'll just leave the default as is. I'll create a device. So as you can see, the device status in IoT Central is registered. So it means that the device has not been properly provisioned just yet with IoT Central. So what I'm going to do is basically, I'm going to get information for the device. For example, I need, because this is provisioned through a DPS, I need to get a scope ID. Yeah. Right. And I need to get a registration ID, which is the device ID in this case. And I need to get a, this is a SAS key attestation. So I'm going to get the SAS key here. And so let me share with the terminal console here. So what this does is that this is the script, this is the command to retrieve our configuration tool. And it just need to parse the parameters here.
And you actually got it directly from GitHub. Okay, wget, got the installer, and then set the permissions locally so that it can run in pseudo mode, I guess, right? And then just run it, okay?
So yeah, so let me explain that. So I have a Raspberry Pi that I SSH into. So I'm already on the Raspberry Pi console here. And actually, and it does not, it's a vanilla environment, so it does not have IoT Edge runtime installed. As you mentioned, yes, we will use wdget to basically download the script first. And then we change the permissions. Yep. And then we just run the script with the parameters. The parameter being, this is the ID scope, this is the registration key, and that's the SAS key. So one command, I will just press enter, it will start configuring them.
Okay.
Yep.
So while it's doing it, tell me a bit more about what is it doing. So the device was fresh, running, you know, Debian or Linux on that Raspberry Pi. So what is it bringing in and what's happening right now?
Yeah. First, this script will check the operating system for the host operating system to make sure that the operating system is properly supported by the Edge runtime. You can see the supported operating system in the Azure doc. And then second, it will fetch all of the necessary components, whether it's a MOBI or Edge runtime itself. And it will be downloaded and installed. You can see it's currently installing MOBI components right now.
Yeah. Which will certainly be one of the biggest part there. How long does it usually take for the whole script to run there?
It will be less than a few minutes. I would say two, 3 minutes, depending on your, obviously, the bandwidth as well as the your horsepower of that certain devices. But on average, it should take less than a few minutes. So the script has been completed. As you can see, it has completed installation of MOBI, the Edge runtime, and configure them to IoT Central. So if you go back and look at the IoT Central, remember the status of the device being registered? Now you can see the status being changed to provision. So within a few minutes, you can install and configure your device and turn your device into IoT Edge capable devices.
Nice. And I would assume that the script, if the device doesn't comply with the requirements that you have for running IoT at runtime, you'll get some sort of a report on, you know, what's wrong and what's required to have on that image in order to run IoT at runtime. So yeah, brilliant. Love it. Makes deploying IoT Edge on a device way easier. I can see that, you know, for production needs as well as developers where you can script the whole thing and have these devices ready in super fast actually. Okay. There's one more thing, which is we just talked about setting up an environment. And I know one of the pains for developers in general is to keep track and keep up with, you know, how fast we are updating versions and runtimes and so on. But in reality, especially when you go to production, you want to fix versions of software. You don't want that to change every other day or other night, right? So IoT Edge devices are no exception. You sometimes need to freeze a version and say, I'm going to go to production with that long-term support version of the runtime. And so as a developer, you need to pay attention to the versions, right, of the runtimes. And I hear that there are new ways that you can do that in the tooling these days.
Yeah. So in our toolings, we have offered developers to select multiple version of IoT Edge runtime to simulate with. So we give it an option. Currently, we have a default to 1.2, but we can developer can choose to simulate 1.0 or 1.1, whatever that they choose, obviously, for various reasons, whether it's debugging, making sure your custom Edge modules work with various versions. So let me show you how to do that.
Okay.
So back into the dev container environment that I have just shown you previously. So let me set up a dev simulation environment first, and then we can go from there. So as you can see, we have successfully set up a simulator to be run. And then in the from the command palette, you can choose the set default version runtime version. So going back to deployment manifest template that we have, you can see right now in the manifest, you can see that we are currently, our image is pointing to 1.2 version of IoT Edge runtime for both Edge Agent and Edge Hub. So if you want to, let's say, change that to 1.1, you want to simulate 1.1 edge runtime, what you need to do is set default and choose 1.1. You can see immediately that the deployment manifest has changed its image to 1.1 for Edge Hub and Edge Agent. What you need to do is right-click, build and run solution in the simulator, which gonna take, I would think, it's less than a few minutes. So now the simulator has been running, and as you can see, it starts sending the telemetry, the simulator temperature sensor. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back up a little bit. And as you can see, it's simulating IoT Edge, but I want to take I want you to look at this version number, the version 1.1. This reflects the specific version of the Edge runtime. It means that it's running Edge version 1.1.5. In the simulated environment. So you can basically simulate that. And obviously you can do with 1.0 or you can do it with 1.2 as well. So it provides a lot of choice. Yeah.
Brilliant. No, that's brilliant. That definitely makes developers' life way easier when they have to deal with different versions, potentially in an infrastructure that is, you know, in real life, that's what happens. So, yeah. Well, Koichi, thanks a lot for bringing up all these new updates. There is one link that you need to go to when it comes to getting started with IoT Edge development, and that's the one that we're showing below here, aka.ms/IoTShow/getting-started-with-IoT-Edge-dev. Koichi, thanks a lot for that overview of the dev toolbox for IoT Edge developers. I hope to see you soon again on the IoT Show for more enjoyable demonstrations of tooling for IoT Edge devs. Thanks, Koichi, a lot for your time again.
Yeah, thank you very much. We should definitely do more. And thank you very much for having me.
Everyone, thanks for watching. See you soon on the IoT Show. Bye.